Yes, the first series of halachas that we're learning, the dinim related to this kafayim to berachas kohanim, what is colloquially called duchening. Only in Yiddish can you take a noun and turn it into a verb. Duchen means a platform, so it means the platform in Yiddish. So we speak about the sis kafayim berachas kohanim. So the truth is, I'm not a kohen. So very often a kohen will ask me a shaila, you know, what do I do about this? And they say, I have no clue. I've never duchened in my life. I heard a lot of duchening, but I never did it in my life. So I thought that for probably most of us are not kohanim. So we'll talk about the very first sif, and hope that's the sis kebayim. That Dafka doesn't speak to the kohen, it speaks to the Yisrael. And that's the Isser, or perhaps according to some of the lack thereof, for a non-kohen to actually do the sis kebayim. So what is the din? So there are already makes reference to this. It's based on the Gemara Masechet Subis, based on a very controversial Taisa Masechet Shabbos. So I thought we'll try to get a little bit of a background to the sugya as to how Nesias Kevayim speaks to the non-Kohanim, and what, if any, is there for someone not as a Kohen to do Nesias Kevayim. So there is a very cryptic Gemara in the end of the second Gemara Masechet Subis, where the Gemara is talking about trying to prove who is a Kohen, who is not a Kohen. A guy comes and says he's a Kohen. I see a guy eating truma, can I assume he is a Kohen? I see a guy doing a burden of the Mishmitish, can I assume he's a Kohen, etc. So in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara throws out a line that if a non-Kohen does the Sias Kevayim, so someone has something wrong with that. It's not a terrible thing the Gemara says. The simple reading of the Gemara is it's an Isra essay. It's some kind of a Isra in the Torah that's not said by Moshe Lavin saying in the Torah, Adam Hashem, Moshe Lem, Yisrael, don't dochen. But there's some kind of an Isra essay involved. That seems to be what the Gemara Masechet Subis is saying. The question is, what exactly is this system? What's the nature of this system? What is this all about? So there is a very, very cryptic Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, in the 16th paragraph of Masechet Shabbos, where Tosfos is commenting on a very strange Gemara. Rabbi Yossi is speaking about himself, and he says that, you know, he's a very easy guy, going person, Rabbi Yossi. So he says that he would never get into fights with anybody, you know. Whatever people tell him to do, he'd always go along, no problem. And to highlight the fact that he's such an easy-going person, Rabbi Yossi says that if his friends would tell him to go up and duchen, he would go duchen, even though he's not a kohen. I don't know if I would highlight that as like the most easygoing. I think a lot of other things people do that need to be easygoing. Rabbi Yossi says, if you were a chaver and lalas to duchen, I would have gone up and duchen. So Tosfos on the spot quotes from the Ri that they're not sure what exactly Yisrael is there involved in the Yisrael duchening. And the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that he would do it, it sounds like if his friends would tell him to eat chaza, he wouldn't do that. His friends would tell him to chal shabbos, he wouldn't do that. So it sounds like there's nothing really wrong with going up and duchening as a non-kohen.
Peer pressure, yeah.
Not peer pressure, just want to be a nice guy, we're going to fight. So the Ri says that he doesn't know where the Yisr is exactly. What's the Yisr? Well, you know, not so terrible. So all the Echorim jump at the Ri and they say, what do you mean you don't know what Yisr is? You know what the Sefer Pesubis? It's just right in the Sefer Pesubis all the time. Of course there's an Yisr. Everybody knows there's an Yisr essay. What's the Yisr essay? So all the Echorim quote the Rashi and the Sugi in the Sefer Pesubis, where it says, the Chumash, Kos of Aruch Smeis El Amor Lahem, implication being Amolahem below the Israelim, that the Israelim are not supposed to be duchening. They are supposed to be hearing the duchening, not supposed to be duchening. So there is some kind of an issa. So what does the Ri mean? Layadarima issa yesh bedavri. He wasn't sure what issa there is. It's a terrible issa. There's an issa essay minat Torah, which of course makes the Gemara Shabbos even more difficult. That how could Rabbi Yossi say that I would have done it? What do you mean? That's like tantamount to saying I would have been eaten treif. I would have done an avera. So obviously there's something missing. There's a missing piece for this package. When is it also? When is it not also? So the Ramah, at the very beginning of Siman Kuf Chav Ches, the Ramah comes up with a very creative suggestion, which we're really not sure what it means. The Ramah says that maybe it means as follows. Maybe the only time that there's an Isser for a non-Kohen to Duchen, the Isser derais of Amor Lahem, is only when the non-Kohen goes up and Duchen's on his own. He's the only guy in town to get the Tov Shimcha Lodos, and all of a sudden the Yisrael comes running and says, it's my turn, I get up and I give you. That's the Isser derais, and that's Amor Lahem. But there were 20 other Kehadim there anyway. So this guy just wants to go along. He wants to get the field the other side of the palace. So he goes and duchens with the other 20 Kehadim. Big deal, says the Ramah. What's the Yisr? Now, normally we don't do that. I mean, sure, I've never duchened in my life. But the Ramah writes that. All right, you know, there are other Kehadim doing it anyway. It's no big deal. So Mestami, that's what Rabbi Yossi meant. Mestami, that's what the Ri meant. That Rabbi Yossi never would have violated an Yisr. But if they would have told him to go up and do something strange, to go and join his friends to duchen, so he would have done it, even though it's not a normal thing that most people do, but if you don't want to get into fight with people, he would do that. That's the Ramah's creative suggestion. The question in terms of lumpness, we don't understand why that should be so. The mother shach, if you really interpret the pasuk, Amar lehemetor is iser, that there's some kind of nisr on the Yisrael, so then the iser should apply whether he's doing with other kahanim or not with other kahanim. And if you hold that somehow the Amar lehem is not a nisr altogether, so then why should it all of a sudden become also that you do it for the outside? It's a very, very strange hagdor that the Ramah is telling it. It solves the problem, but it's very hard to understand conceptually what the Ramah is based on. So there is a fascinating insight about Chassam Sofer in his comments on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, where he tries to give you a bir adover to explain what the Ramah is talking about. So in order to understand the Ramah, we have to jump to a different area of halacha and see what perhaps this other area of halacha may impact on this otherwise strange understanding of the Ramah. There is a sugya of Baal Tosef, very famous sugya, actually appears in this week's parsha, appears in Baal Tosef and Rei, the sugya of Baal Tosef. So we're all familiar with some of the more common examples of Baal Tosef. It's a person shaking a Lulav Esrei, and he decides that, you know, everyone in shul walks in with Dalamidim, everyone looks the same, I'm going to come up with something more creative. So I'm going to come up with Dalamidim and a rose also. I'm going to come up and add a tulip to my Dalamidim. So that's the Siddurais of Baal Tosef. We know the other examples, the other Baal Tosef, Tfilin, Sitz, etc. So the Rishonim have a machloikis. What's the din if a person doesn't add another min to the Lulav Esrog, but he just adds on more to the quantity of the Dalamidim themselves? So let's say, for example, the reactions, machloikis at Tanoim, how many hadassim you need? So we seem to pass in Allah that you require three hadassim, because the Torah says, anaf eitz avos, three different words to describe hadass. So what if a guy says, listen, I don't want to have three hadassim, I want to have 25 hadassim, what would the din be? Would that be a violation of Baal Tosef? Or a guy says, I don't want to just take arve nachal, arve is a lashon, at least two, so you yoytze min ha-Torah with two. A guy says, I want to take five aravos, what would the din be? Would that be Baal Tosef or not? That's a machlekes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that as long as you're taking the same basic min, so that's not really considered to be Baal Tosef. It's almost like the equivalent of repeating a mitzvah. Tosis writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaches that when you just repeat the same mitzvah over and over and over again, so that's not called Baal Tosef. That's what Tosis says, that that's the reason why you're allowed to add on more tekiyas. Almost like Yom Yom, not quite sure from Yom Kachar, but almost. Tosis has the kash, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, but the Gemara says that Chalim instituted to blow more kailos in Rosh Hashanah. Min HaTori Yaitse with nine kailos, and the Rabbanu we blow so many more kailos. So Tosis says, why is that about Tosif? So Tosis writes, nah, just repeating a mitzvah is not about Tosif. Tosif is changing a mitzvah, just doing the same itself over again is not called about Tosif. Tosis brings a couple of strange riots. Tosis writes, if there would be about Tosif Tosis writes, if you can eat more than a kazayis amas, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef. Anuchum, you can only eat a kazayis, can't eat more. Tosis writes, if you build a fourth wall in your sukkah, that would be Baal Tosef, because the Torah says three is good enough. So obviously that's ridiculous. So Tosis writes, why is that ridiculous? It's ridiculous because Baal Tosef is when you change a mitzvah, now you just add more of the quantity. So some Rishonim say, if you add on a few more hadassim, a few more rovers here and there, no big deal. Another Rishonim say it's not true. Other Rishonim say that those riots are Tosef not good riots. The Rambam has a very unique shita. The Rambam writes in the Chaslulov that it depends what you're adding on to the Dalamidim. If you add on more Aravas, that's going to be Baal Tosef. If you add on more Hadassim, that's not going to be Baal Tosef. What's the difference of the Rambam? So the Rambam writes, whatever is Lenoi Mitzvah, whatever is there to enhance, to beautify the Mitzvah, is not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef means when you add on something to change the Mitzvah, to add to the Mitzvah, you're doing it for no other reason except that you have an agenda to change the Mitzvah of the Ribbon Shalom. If you're doing it just to make the Mitzvah look more beautiful, so that's wonderful, says the Rambam, that's okay. And therefore the Rambam splits and says, more Hadassim are okay to add on, more Ravas would be problematic. So the Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of Simcha Kuv Ches, the opening Chassam Sofer, the Sugya of Nesias Kabayim, quotes this Rambam. He says, he thinks that's Pshat of the Rambam. He says, why is the Torah have a problem with a non-Kohen Duchenik? What's the nature of that Isser? So Chassam Sofer writes, that's Ke'en about Tosef, not about Halacha. That's like about, the Torah said that Kohanim should Duchen, not somebody else. So anytime you have a non-Kohen Duchenik, that smacks a Shtikl of Baal Tosef. So says the Chassam Sofer, it smacks about Tosef, and it's regulated by the rules that regulate about Tosef. So we have to ask ourselves, why is the Yisrael getting up to Duchen? Is the Yisrael getting up to Duchen because he has an issue with the Rabbi Shalom? He has an issue with the Mitzvah Torah. The Torah is discriminating against him as a Yisrael. He doesn't want to be left out. He has an agenda. He wants, like, almost like Kairach. He wants to get up and do the Avodah of Birchas Kohanim. So if that's what his agenda is, so that's not a problem. That's the Yisrael of Tosef slash Zahar HaMavarach. Zahar HaMavarach is like a quasi-Baal Tosef. Let's say the person is getting up for a totally different agenda. His agenda is he wants to beautify Birchas Kohanim. He wants Birchas Kohanim to look better. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's great. That's like adding on Hadassim to Yom Lulav. So he says that if there are other Kohanim up there anyway, so Birchas Kohanim is taking place. So why is this guy going up there? Not because he wants to give off the impression that he's a Kohen. It's going to be Birchas Kohanim whether he shows up or not. The reason why he wants the Duchen is because the 20 Kohanim or Duchen all sound terrible. They don't know how to sing. They're all off key. So he wants to add a little bit of a hiddur to the Birchas Kohanim. So Kol's man that he's adding on a hiddur to the pre-existing Birchas Kohanim, that's not a gedur of Al-Taisif. That's being done by Teres Hiddur. But if he's doing it for his own agenda, so how do you measure whether it's his own agenda? If he's the only guy getting up, so then that's not beautifying Birchas Kohanim. There wouldn't be a Birchas Kohanim. So that's like a whole safa of Omer Torah. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Bir Adavit in the Shittas Rambam. We're getting there. So says the Chassam Sofer, when you do it b'Torah's hinder, then it's okay, similar to the Shittas Rambam. When you do it b'Torah's Sofa, then it's also similar to adding on Aravos. So do we paskin like this Rambam? The whole Rambam in Siman Kuf Koches is building upon this Rambam. Do we follow the Rambam? So the Bar Kokhba coins paskin like the Rambam. It's all the coins that they found. You know, they found these old coins back 2,000 years ago. So they found coins, and the back of the coin was a picture of Dalai Minim. So you take a look at this picture. There were thousands of hadassim there, like the Temanim take, like the Lavavishes, I think, take today. Loads and loads of hadassim. So that was the old minhag in the days of close by Shemis, the fall of Shittas Rambam. I don't know if we'll write for the coins or not. It's a global question, how much we take into consideration Fiske Halacha from archaeology. It's bumping around the scope right now of our discussion. But according to the Shittas Rambam, so we have a beer in the Shittas Rambam. So you ask correctly. Everyone, by the way, I don't know everyone's names here, so just tell me. No, I ask you a question. Wait a second. This razzle dazzle shtickle toyo, the Chassam Sofer is so gevaldic, but it's overkill. Because it was really a begedder about Taisif, so what do I need a Melahem for? So this is not really, why shouldn't it be also what's regular about Taisif? So the Chassam Sofer didn't mean to say that it's mamish about Taisif, but the Chassam Sofer meant to say was that this Isser Bifrei Atzma of Amor Lahem, the Lord of Israelim, is a Kain about Taisif. It runs with the same rules, it runs with the same basic parameters about Taisif, but it's not about Taisif proper. Why is an attack about Taisif proper? Let's make it also mamish about Taisif. So the Magen Avraham already addressed that question. So the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Koches, on that Ramah, so the Magen Avraham suggests that this fundamental question, should there be some kind of an issue for non-Kohen to do it or not? So says the Magen Avraham, he thinks that it may be a real Isra Baltoisif. Maybe that Mamash almost like the real Makur, like a real Baltoisif. But he thinks that it depends on a Machlekes HaTanoim. So he shows you the following. There is a sugya, famous sugya, in the end of Masechus Rosh Hashanah, a Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. And remember that name, Rabbi Yaisi, is going to come back to us in a moment. It's Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. Is there a problem for a woman to do smicha? Not to learn the smicha, but a woman to do smicha on a carbon. A woman brings a carbon, is she allowed to do smicha? Because the din is, the Mishnah says, a condition, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo B'nei Yisrael. So one of the mitzvahs that women don't do is smichas at carbonas. Let's say a woman wants to volunteer, she wants to volunteer to do smicha. Is there anything wrong with that? So the Mishnah, so the Gemara quotes Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says that Nashim are not allowed to do smicha, and Rabbi Yossi says Nashim Semchas Rishos. So the Gemara has that Machlokes by smicha, and then the Gemara borrows that Machlokes and says, that'll be the same Machlokes, can a woman blow shofar or not? Women of Turos are blowing shofar, that everybody agrees. That's one of the few mitzvahs that say she has man grama. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if a woman wants to blow shofar, she's not allowed to, the same way she's not allowed to do smicha. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Nashim Tekes Rishos. She wants to blow shofar because in day she can blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah. So what exactly is the Nakuda Semachloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, both by Smichas HaKorbanos as well as by Tekiah Shofar? So there's Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos on the spot in Rosh Hashanah, what exactly they're arguing about. So Rashi writes that Rabbi Yehuda has an issue about Tosif. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you have a mitzvah that a person is patur from, so you go ahead and do that mitzvah, that's a violation about Taisif. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that women cannot do smicha, and women cannot blow shofar. And for that matter, according to the simple reading of Rashi, women couldn't volunteer to take shikha lulav, and maybe women can't sit in the sukkah, they can't do a lot of mitzvahs. All mitzvahs that patur from, there should be a violation about Taisif. That's what Rashi sizes up the sugya. So Taisif says, we never heard of such a thing. What does that have to do about Taisif? But Taisif means when you change the chetzah for the mitzvah. But Taisif means when you add on to the zman mitzvah. Let's say the Torah says you sit in the sukkah 7 days. So if a guy in Eretz Yisrael decides to sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres, that's called Baal Taisif. In Chutzlaret, you have no choice because it's Sveika Diyoma. In Meretz Yisrael, so it says, Ayashim Misuka Bishmir Misuka Yulke. That would be an Issa Deraisa, Bal Toysef. So Toysef writes, Bal Toysef is when you either add a min to the lulav, or you add a bayis to the tefillin, or you add a day to the zman of 7 days. That's called Bal Toysef. When you put them in a mitzvah and you volunteer to do the mitzvah, then any mitzvah of Yosef was for Bal Toysef. Toysef writes, we never heard that it should be also for anybody, for a woman to sit in a sukkah, a woman can't sit in a sukkah, make a Toysef. The Gemara said, Beferish in sukkah, dan beis and the beis, that Hilmiya Malkus out of the sukkah, she was Pturim in a mitzvah. So when you learn sukkah, next year she was learning sukkah, so you have to answer that kasha according to Rashi. Why is sukkah somehow different? So Toysef says, we never heard of such a thing, that should be called Bal Toysef. So what's Pshad in the Gemara? What's the Yisr according to Buda? So Toysef writes, don't do Bal Toysef. It's an Yisr Prati that there are some mitzvahs that involve a srach of aveir. Most of the time when I do a mitzvah, so there's no aveir involved. I say krishma. What's wrong with saying krishma? Put on tzitzis. What's wrong with wearing tzitzis? I shake a lulav. What's wrong with shaking a lulav? But there are certain mitzvahs that if not for the fact that there would be a mitzvah, there would be something wrong with doing it. Let's say lemashal smichas hakarbonis. If not for the fact that the Torah was mechayim me to do smicha, it would be an asa because it's a vayda bekachim. I'm not allowed to lean my head, to support my whole weight, put my hand down and lean on the korban. That's not appropriate. That's a violation. This is special. You're not allowed to lean. You're not allowed to support your body on the korban. That's it. It's a der aisa. So why are you allowed to do it? You're allowed to do it because it's a mitzvah Torah. The Torah says to do it. Well, let's say blowing shofar. In a million years, I would never blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It's a chenisa der abundance. Blowing a musical instrument. So the starting point is that there are certain mitzvahs that you're not really allowed to do. The only reason why you're allowed to do it is because the Torah said you're allowed to do it. So Tosfos writes, those are the mitzvahs that Rav Yehuda had it in for the women. Rav Yehuda said that a woman wants to volunteer to shake a lulav because she wants to sit in the sukkah of matzoy. She wants to volunteer to do smicha, that she can't do because she wants to be from under Rabban Shom's cheshbon. That's not acceptable. You want to be from and blow shofar, but you're violating the issue of making kindness, being mashmir kol on Yom Tov. So that's not right. But it has nothing at all to do about Tosfos. That's why we only find Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi talking about very, very limited mitzvahs. We don't find them arguing about lulav and sukkah, etc. But according to Rashi, that it's an issur bal toisef, it's not interesting. In two places, Rashi, one place writes that it's a nirik bal toisef, and one place he writes it's mamish bal toisef, deraisa sounds like. So the Magen Avraham quotes this sugya, and he quotes Rashi's version of the sugya, and he says maybe that's what's going on in this whole complicated sugya of having Yisrael duchen. Should there be a real isser of Yisrael duchen, and why isn't there a real makoy isser about Tosif Mamish? So the Magen Avraham writes in the Yom Sivukum Pachas that maybe it depends on this. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that women generally cannot volunteer to do mitzvahs, to volunteer a mitzvah that you're puppet from smacks about Tosif. So when a Yisrael volunteers to duchen, that'll smack about Tosif, and that'll be an issur deraisa. That'll be a lav in the Torah. Says the Magen Avraham. But that's only true according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who says Nashim Sam Kus Rishos, obviously Rabbi Yossi holds this is not Bal Toysef Bichlal. This is called volunteering. This is not Bal Toysef means when I change a mitzvah, not when I volunteer to do a mitzvah I'm part of from. So he says Rabbi Yossi Lashitasa. It's only the Tana Rabbi Yossi who said that he would have had no qualms getting up to the woman because he himself held the Shitasa in the Sechas Rosh Hashanah that a woman can blow shofar, a woman can lean on a carbon, and a woman can do all these things because you're allowed to volunteer to do mitzvah. That's not Bal Toysef. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi held you're allowed to volunteer. Rabbi Yehuda Taka held was also.
This is all Rashi.
What?
This is all Magen.
Yeah. This is all. If you go with Taisus Pshat, then the whole thing is off the ground, right? It's all according to Magen Avraham. According to Rashi. Then the Magen Avraham says to make the Lashitasa perfect, he says you look carefully in the Gemara Maseches Tumas, where the Gemara says that there's an Isser to Duchin. So he says it happens to be Rabbi Yehuda speaking. The sugya for totally tangential reasons happens to be Rabbi Yehuda speaking. The only problem is that it's not an Isser Esek, then it should be an Isser Lav. So I don't know, we have to read the Magen Avraham carefully and see how he figures that piece of the puzzle out. But anyway, Hayyitzim in Advarim, says the Magen Avraham, is that any.
No? So it's two Rashi's, huh?
Yeah. So the bottom line is that the only potential Isser that could exist for Yisrael Duchening, the only potential Bal Toysef Isser could be only in the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. So what the Sam Seifer would respond and say, you're right, we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we don't even follow Rashi's being Rabbi Yehuda. So we hold real Bal Toysef, it's not. But it's a chiddush atar. It's a ke'ena bal toisef. This is about mor lahem v'lo l'Yisraelim is our quasi yisur, so to speak, of bal toisef. It's not the real makor. So when all the dust settles, what potentially could be wrong with the Yisrael duchening? So one thing that could be wrong is that it may be an isur esei of amor lahem. One thing that could potentially be wrong, maybe a lav in the term, maybe bal toisef. Again, according to either one of those two Mahalchim, so the Ramon, the Chassam Sofer, claiming that it basically works with the guidelines of Al Tosif, and either one of those would explain this Pshar of the Ramon, that the Yisra is only violated when the Kohen, when the Yisrael goes up on his own, he goes up with the Kohanim, maybe it's not so terrible. So again, it's either, you have three possibilities, even it's Mamash Bal Tosif, it's a Nirka Bal Tosif, or it's a lower level Isser Esse that's patterned after Bal Tosif. These are all different possibilities as to what this Isser is. But then there's a totally different mahalach to say that maybe we learned the wrong sugya. We're spending the first 20 minutes and our first chabura learning the wrong sugya. Maybe this is nothing to do about Tosif altogether. Maybe the Yisra has to do with something very, very different. Maybe the Yisra has to do with a bracha levatala. That when the non-kohen gets up and he duchens, so he's reciting a bracha levatala. So maybe that's the problem. So the question is, a bracha levatala, what's the bracha levatala? So different achronim have different ways of understanding what the bracha levatala is. So some achronim write, the bracha levatala is the bracha that he makes, asher kedishan b'shosa shalara. That's a pretty big bracha levatala. It means there's nothing wrong with him duchening. The only thing that's wrong is that he's reciting a bracha mitzvah before him. Another achronim write, no, the bracha levatala is the same as the psukim, but there is bracha, that's a bracha levatala. That's a very hard thing to understand. It means a bracha levatala means when you mefarach, there's a bracha levatala. When I give a bracha, Hashem Yishmerach, what's my bracha levatala? It's very, very strange, bracha levatala. So we're not quite sure what the bracha levatala means. It would be interesting if you hold that the Isra somehow, Isra of bracha levatala, the lashon of Isra Esse may not be so off, because there is a big machlokes in Rishonim. We'll probably talk about this later on when we get to his brachas in Chelek Beis, that there is a big discussion about just how bad reciting a bracha levatala is. So though the Rambam Shita seems to be reciting a bracha levatala is mamash alav, it's a violation of losis of nesers and debris, Tosis writes that the worst possible thing about saying Hashem's name levatala may only be an Isser Esse. So again, we may have to come back to that weeks and months and down the line. So again, we have three, four different halachos, we're not sure what to call them, as to what potential Isser can be involved in a non-kohen duchening. It could potentially be an Isser of Amor Lehem, is somehow a pattern after Bal Tosif. There could potentially, at least according to the Rabbi Huda's version, Rabbi Rashi's version of Rabbi Huda, being some kind of an Isser deraisa of a quasi Bal Tosif. Maybe we're down the wrong route altogether. Maybe the potential Isser is an Isser of Bracha Levatala. And again, Bracha Levatala, either because you're making a Bracha Mitzvah or because you're saying Psukim, somehow Levatala, somehow that would be a problem. So we have three or four different possible permutations. What is it even talking? We're not even sure what is it we're talking about.
The whole thing is in Tosfos. Why would you explain it from the Rashi?
No, the Magen Avraham is writing his own. The Magen Avraham is just trying to explain whether there should be Bal Tosif, not Bal Tosif. So he has a Shtub Torah. Maybe it depends on this. Maybe. There is another possibility that I didn't see inside, but I thought would be interesting. It would almost be the exact opposite of the Ramah.
Sorry. According to the Ramah, it says the Bracha Levatala. Why would it change to the other Kohanim?
No, it wouldn't necessarily. No, that's a different Mahal.
So it's right. Not explaining the Ramah?
Right. It's not explaining the Ramah. No, that would be it. Other Achmanim write that as a separate. So I thought that maybe Me'atzmeinu we could suggest the following. Maybe if you see somebody who says it, you happen to hear that, if not, we'll call it our pshat for now, the Wayu pshat. That maybe the exact opposite is true. That maybe if there are other Kohanim getting up to Duchen, then it's worse for him to join. Whereas if there's nobody else Duchening, then it's better for him to join. Why should that be so? So maybe this is linked to something else, which hopefully we'll talk about more as we go on in Nichus Nesis Kabayim. There is a big machlokes as to, is there a mitzvah for Yisrael to be misbarek? You know, we know that the mitzvah b'chizkon is primarily on the Kohanim. Is there a mitzvah to receive the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Charedim, the famous sheet of the Sefer Charedim, who says that there's a mitzvah to be misbarech, that there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to be misbarech, there's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be misbarech. And there's a Ritva Masech HaSukkah that says he never had such a thing. He lived before the Charedim, but there's a Ritva who says there's no such mitzvah, no such animal, no such entity called the mitzvah misbarech, the mitzvah is only to give the bracha. So I was thinking that according to the Sefer Charedim, that there's mitzvah to be misbarech, if the Yisrael gets up and he gives the bracha, so then he's almost losing out that mitzvah of being misbarech, because he can't be cake and eat it. If he's standing on that side of the duchen and he's not receiving the bracha, he's granting the bracha, so then he's mamash losing without that nitzvah. So that would make a lot of sense. If there are other kohanim or duchening, so then he has the opportunity to hear the duchening of some of them, and he chooses dafka not to. So maybe that's what the Gemara means when it says over BSA. Not the over BSA of Amor Lahem, below Yisraelim. Not about Tosfos the Gedid. The over BSA is you're losing out the mitzvah, the Sefer Haredim. You're losing out the mitzvah to be Mizbarech. Mashenkin, if there are no other kohanim anyway, so he's not losing anything. There is no bracha. So if he wants to get up when there's nobody there, he feels bad. People in shul feel bad. They've been waiting the 6 months, the first day of Pesach, and now there's no kohanim in shul. So Yisrael gets up and gives the bracha. What's the big deal? So he said, Pesachim, what's the big deal? No, nothing lost. So that wouldn't be, and he's not mevatel the essay, because there is no essay, because anyway, no one's going to duch it. I don't know, just thought me out. I don't know if anyone saw me, then Yachwem say such a pshat, they thought it was a.
Wouldn't work for the Ramah.
No, it's the exact, it's 180 degree opposite of the Ramah. I just thought it'd be the Lashon over the essay. I thought it would fit in very nicely according to the same. I have no idea whether the Ramah bought into the same charedim. No idea.
Dude, it's still a problem of bracha over Talavah.
Yeah, okay, so you get up, wouldn't make a bracha, right? We just get up and say bracha, right? According to those possible says. Anyway, so again, so we have this a little bit of a background as to what the potential isser, if any isser, is whatsoever.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, though, he says that you still get the bracha if you're standing and facing the same way.
Right. So we have to, right. So one can maybe argue that the guy who gets up and Mab is trying to give the bracha, how can it be a mevarach and a mizbarach at the same time? That's like a steamer galuya. So maybe I'm just suggesting me. So hopefully that's him next year. So I thought we'd finish it all the first year, but next week we'll remind me at the beginning of next week's year, whenever that time will be. So to. Just to discuss a little bit about the issue that the Be'al Locha raises, more Be'al Michos, is that many of us seem to violate that issue all the time. He said a person gets up and gives their kids a bracha on Friday night. So a lot of people say Evrach Shemesh Mecha. A lot of people, when they say goodbye to their friends, they say Evrach Shemesh. People give their kids brachas on Yom Kippur night, say Evrach Shemesh Mecha. So isn't that a violation? Isn't that a problem? Not a kohen. So maybe that's a problem. So now that we have a little bit of a background, what issur, if there is, what the nature of the issur is, maybe we'll be able to understand how that plays out in terms of this common Bakushal. Jim, next week we'll continue. Okay, so again, just in terms of time, so which would work better for most people? Would this coming Monday work okay for most people? Who here would Monday work for?